sausage, egg, cheese, muffin. I don't even need to say its name, do I? Breakfast done properly. Served until 11 a.m.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Got any tips?
Your best bet is to head over to BetVictor. They've got bags of offers and promotions kicking about.
Like what?
For a start, all them weekly promotions.
Oh, yeah?
There's the Loyalty Club, the BetVictor Predictor. And in Casino, they've got the Spinners Club, which is a weekly slot thingamajig. And you can also order food to your door.
Can you?
Oh, no, hang about. That's a different app.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet at BetVictor. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply. Gamblerware.org.
Happy Hens lay tasty eggs for the Happy Egg Co.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock. The Chancellor has approved a £14 billion investment into a new nuclear plant in Suffolk. The government says Sizewell C is needed to deliver a golden age of clean energy. Ministers say it'll create 10,000 jobs, but won't be ready until the 2030s. The Trump administration is sending another 2,000 National Guard troops to the protests in Los Angeles. Around 700 Marines have also been activated as demonstrators opposed to immigration raids continue to clash with authorities. California is preparing legal action against the deployments. Police Chief Jim McDonnell has warned against sending more troops in.
The introduction of federal military personnel without direct coordination creates logistical challenges and risks confusion during critical incidents.
Ukrainian officials say a maternity ward has been damaged in Russian drone strikes on the southern port city of Odessa overnight. One person's been killed, while injuries have also been reported in the capital, Kyiv. And it's claimed the UK needs more woods and forests to stop a major decline in wildlife. The Woodland Trust wants current tree planting levels to double by 2030.
Sport.
Wales have lost their unbeaten record in World Cup qualifying after a 4-3 defeat to Belgium in Brussels. They're now second in Group J. Scotland finished the season with a 4-0 friendly win away to Liechtenstein. Bukayo Saka is expected to make his first start for England since Thomas Tuchel took over as manager in tonight's friendly with Senegal. Saka is impressed with what he's seen from Tuchel so far.
Since I come into the camp, I guess he's been, yeah, quite demanding, I'd say, quite intense on the pitch. And off the pitch, he's been more relaxed, nice guy. Let us enjoy ourselves and create a nice environment for all the players to enjoy.
And Northern Ireland have their final friendly before starting World Cup qualifying when they host Iceland tonight.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Some light rain in the south of the UK. Elsewhere, warm and humid with a high of 23. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Simon English.
This is Radio X.
From Global, Adam Brown.
Radio X.
Morning, how's it going? Hello, it is Adam Brown with you. This is Tuesday's early breakfast show on Radio X. And in just under half an hour's time, the Chris Moyle Show is back, of course. The £25,000 box still hasn't been unlocked. If you want to play along this morning to try and win yourself that money, make sure you're sticking around. I've got Show 7 on the way for you soon. First, though, we'll do this. The Libertines, Run, 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 Radio X.
It's a lifelong project of a life on the lash. I've forgotten how to care, but I'll remember for cash. It's my party and I'll cry if I want to. Like the view, sing the blues, I can die if I want to. Tonight we're gonna bring tomorrow's happiness. Gonna live like it's the end. I love you to death, but I must suggest you better. We'll
the strength of a thousand men. He's a nightmare hangover, he's a one-night stand. He could eat more chicken any night in the land. Well, I've given up caring for happiness. When his heart gives out, it's where I rest. Tomorrow's happiness, we don't break before we burn. And tonight, your soul is sad. It'll turn nice again. It's only money.
Radio
X.
X.
There's things that I regret, like being called a nervous wreck and working up another sweat field. There's nothing I can do. Counterparts and bleeding hearts and all the things that fall apart for you. I'd
Chad Seven, Chasing Rainbows, Radio X. Just gone 6:10. I'm Adam Brown. How are we doing this morning? How are we getting on? Right, tonight there is another huge draw.
Radio X.
And thanks to our friends at Euro Millions, I can say that tonight's estimated jackpot is an incredible £208 million. Just imagine what you could do with that kind of money. If you had that sort of money, you could do stuff that you've always dreamt of doing, you know, like the ultimate luxury holiday, maybe go travelling. You know, it'd be really cool going to see some of your favourite bands or artists or even festivals that you see only online and you're like, oh, one day I'd love to go there. But the budget just wouldn't allow. But you could go, couldn't you? See one of your favourite bands in, like, you know, one of the iconic music venues in America or something like that, you know. You wouldn't even have to think about it with £208 million in the bank. So, yeah, thanks to our friends at Euro Millions, I can tell you, tonight's estimated jackpot, an incredible £208 million. Good luck for tonight. Right, let's do something now from the Wombat's latest album called Oh The Ocean. This is the brilliant Can't Say No on Radio X.
Steal a car with me and we'll drive it to Belize. Just show me the dotted line. You know I'll sign it every time. Build a boat out of some leaves and set sail for the Far East. I dream of the trouble we'll get in. How do you say help in Mandarin? A hearse, steal some cash from your mother's purse and sign her up for a Ponzi scheme. She'll be rich in cheap face cream. Throw a bender in a cemetery, bribe the dead to leave us be, and summon the demons that we repress. Swallow a shot glass, then get undressed.
Everybody idea just feels exactly like a great idea.
And we try to sit still and feel it all, but we'd rather run away than feel it all. You know, I can't say no. Doing everything we can to increase the noise, and we don't care if it's trash that fills the void.
The Wombats and Can't Say No. It's Radio X. Right before Chris is back with you from 6:30, time to get some on from Fontaine's DC and some I've not heard in a while from The Verve as well to stick on next for you.
Radio X. Warning, Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to put the kids to bed, stack the dishwasher, or find inner peace. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders, October 23 to March 25, delivery times not guaranteed.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million in games.
That's Terry finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes! Oh my God.
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Got any tips?
Sometimes, pal, your best bet is not to bet at all. And BetVictor's app makes it really easy, simple and safe to do so. They've got lots of helpful features to help you manage your time and your spend online. But it also really helps that I can't find my blooming phone half the time.
Yeah, that does really help.
I don't even know where it is now. I can hear it, but I can't see it. Sandra?
Listen to Harry, and please, gamble responsibly. 18+, gambleaware.org.
I know how I like to invest. That's why I choose eToro. Access to global markets, expert analysis, shared knowledge. On eToro, I pick my own investors.
Wait, what?
Pick my own stocks.
Pick my own stocks. Choose your mix of assets or copy top performing traders. Yep, all in one app.
eToro.
Join today. eToro is a multi-asset investment platform. Copy trading does not amount to investment advice. The value of your investments may go up or down. Your capital is at risk.
Running a business and keeping it in good shape means being able to see what's going on, even when you're on the move. With Square, the point of sale system, you get a brilliant user-friendly app that lets you manage and monitor your business anytime and from anywhere. Join 4 million businesses worldwide at square.com. Square, business in better shape.
Square Up Europe Limited is authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Electronic Money Regulations 2011, registered reference number 900846.
You know, Kayak isn't just another flight comparison app. When you download the Kayak app, you download flight enlightenment. With Kayak, you see things others can't, like the latest great deals from both airlines and booking sites. You can filter your searches and set up price alerts so you... Not now.
Oh, sorry.
So you're notified when there's a price drop on the flights you want. See more, do more, save more with Kayak. You can do the gong now. Download the Kayak app today and go see for yourself.
You might think that the most important thing for an electric car is to have the greatest possible range. But then you realise that you're only driving 23 miles a day. And that's the reality. Discover Dacia Spring, the new electric city car with all the range you need from only £14,995. No wonder it's won TopGear.com's Best EV Bargain Award. And if you purchase the Dacia Spring before June 30th, you get 0% APR representative and a £1,000 deposit contribution. Find out more at dacia.co.uk. PCP, Mobilised Financial Services, T's and C's applied. 23 miles is average customer use based on internal source.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
I never thought of myself as the give in type. But I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
Get into the music.
Something in my liberty on my mind. Happiness coming and going. I watch you look at me and watch my fever grow, and I know just where I am. But how many corners do I have to turn? How many times do I have to learn? All the love I have is in my mind. The
Radio
X.
X.
Adam Brown.
Did you know?
Favourite on Radio X. It's Adam with you, and that is pretty much it for me. I will see you tomorrow morning from 4. Stick around for Chris and the team. The Chris Moyle Show is back from 6:30. The £25,000 box is back as well. Let's get Arctic Monkeys on for you now. This is Are You Mine on Radio X.
I'm up a bit on a string, Tracy Island, time travelling diamond. Could a sheet heartache have come to find you for in some velvet morning? Years too late, she's a silver lining, Lone Ranger riding through an open space in my mind. When she's not right there beside me, I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be. And satisfaction feels like a distant memory, and I can't help myself. All I wanna ever say is, are you mine? Well, are you mine? Are you mine? I guess what I'm trying to say is, I need the deep end. Keep imagining meeting, wished away entire lifetimes. Unfair, we're not somewhere misbehaving for days. Great escape, lost track of time and space. She's a silver lining, climbing on my desire. And I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be. And satisfied
She's not right there beside me.
Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Tuesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world. This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, Great Britain. Hello, welcome to the show. Just moments ago, as Paul Turner was about to say my name, I was trying to unravel my headphone wire and then unplug my headphones, so I can't hear anything.
That's why the music's loud.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
It's a bit loud.
Is it?
Oh, that's better. Yeah.
Oh, it shouldn't be that loud. Hold on. Okay.
Are you in?
If I had a pound.
Hey, I'd have a pound.
Hello, there you go. Morning. So professional. I'm so professional.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for listening to the show. I appreciate it. Whoever, all of you who are listening now live, or if you're on catch-up, thanks very much. From the bottom of our beautiful hearts.
Yes.
And if you're watching on Global Player, have a great day. Appreciate you making the effort. Because over the weekend, I met a few people. Hey, did I tell you my story? Did I tell you the story of the woman who said to me, I used to listen to you all the time. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not dead.
Oh, it's one of those.
Still going.
Oh.
And she goes, no, I know. And I said, why do you not listen now? And she goes, oh, I don't know. I grew up? And I went, wow.
Wow.
What a rude thing to say. And she went, oh, no, I didn't mean it like, I just meant like, I don't listen to the radio. And I'm like,
right.
I grew up, but you meant I don't listen to the radio. No, I can't give you that. And she's like, no, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it like that.
She's saying we're too silly. That's what she's saying, isn't it?
No, she wasn't having a dig. She genuinely just was like, oh, I just don't listen to the radio anymore. But it's weird. When people say that to me, they feel subconsciously or consciously that they need to justify why they don't listen to the radio anymore, and it's the reason they give is never, it never works. So for example, Oh, I used to listen to you all the time. Well, why don't you listen now? Well, I've got work. Yeah. I said, oh, what time do you start? 8:30. How do you get to work? In the car.
Right.
Right, because you know I'm on at 6:30 in the morning and we go all the way through to 10.
That falls apart quite quickly, that theory, doesn't it?
Yeah, but like I've got to, I'm going to work.
Right.
Like, you know you can listen whilst going. You know you can listen whilst doing pretty much anything. Maybe the exception of, you know, making love or performing open heart surgery.
Yes, not at the same time.
You know, you're driving, you're in the shower, you're making breakfast, you're walking the dog. You can listen.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It couldn't be easier, really.
Now, flip that on its head and now watch the text come in.
Yeah.
People who listen to us whilst they're at the gym.
Yes.
Now, this blows my mind.
Are we motivational for people, do you think, at this time of the morning in the gym?
I understand if you're on the treadmill or you're on the rower and it's mind-numbingly boring and you need a distraction, then hello, here we are. We're your best friends if you need a distraction.
Yeah.
But if you're lifting heavy weights,
no.
Is this what you need to be listening to?
You need some very, very, like, EDM or something like that, don't you, I think? You don't need us.
What does that mean?
Electronic dance music.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, talk to me about other dance music that's not electronic.
Well, there's
none. Is there acoustic dance music?
There probably is acoustic
dance. Is there an ADM?
Dance. Yeah. That's a nice genre. Ooh, let's start working in that genre.
Well,
ADM, that's
well, just
nice.
Be you and Dave getting folk face back.
Yeah, with a bit of...
But just doing Gala's Freed from Desire.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
On the guitar and the nose flute.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I said thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for watching if you're watching on Global Player. Have they fixed Global Player yet, Dom? Do you want to do the test?
Do you know what? They haven't, because I just tried it and it's gone to the black screen again. And we've also had lots of texts saying it's not working.
I'm going to ask today. I'm going to go.
Well, I thought you'd already asked.
Well, I've asked someone's on holiday.
What?
The guy I normally speak to is on holiday. So I need to go and do some investigating. I've been too busy.
Listening to the show.
What was that mean? Sorry.
That's Tom listening on Global Player.
So I'm going to today.
Yeah, but we need to sort it. It's been like a week.
It's been longer.
That's important.
So we haven't actually put the complaint in. I thought there was a crack squad of people working on this.
Me too.
No, there's a ticket in. Phoenix did that.
It's not the meat counter at Asda.
No, but that's how it works here.
Phoenix, did you put a ticket in?
I did put a ticket in.
Catchphrase, please.
Oh, it's a lot of pressure.
Thank you.
Thanks, Phoenix.
And what happens? Do they come back to you and go, we're on this?
Yeah, well, you get an email being like, your ticket's open. And then you just have to wait for them to sort it out.
Okay, you.
So you're currently, as we speak, your ticket is open.
My ticket is open.
Okay.
Oh, it's quite a long time.
That's
though,
a better catchphrase.
What would you prefer? Is a lot of pressure or my ticket is open?
I quite like my ticket is open.
Okay.
As long as you say open like that, it's fine, isn't it?
It's got to have the note in it.
Oh, is there anything me and Chris could do to sort this out quicker? Because we're good at stuff.
The speed of certain things here.
It's important, this.
Is, well, I know. Do you remember when I needed new microphone muffs?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it took months. February, we talked about it.
Yeah.
And I think we got it towards the end of May, right?
Yes.
And then what's the other thing? What's the other thing that I keep asking about? I'm just going to say it on the air, because then people can then say, when's it happening?
Mm.
But then who would they moan to?
Do I know this?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
So, you know, if you go on Global Player and you go on for each radio station, well, you've got a catch-up feature.
Yes.
So if you want to listen to Johnny Vaughan's show from yesterday, you open Global Player, the official Radio X app, you hit catch-up, it shows you all the stations that Global own. You go Radio X, Monday, scroll down to Johnny Vaughan, 4:00, and you'll realise he wasn't on yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Polly was he?
Yeah. And then you can listen to Polly.
Yeah.
That's a bad example because Johnny's off this week. All right. Let's say you want to listen to Max Tyler on Club Capital Dance from Friday night. You go to catch up, you go to Capital Dance Friday, 7:00, 7 p.m. You can hit play. It's brilliant. Now you want to listen to the Platinum Hour. Very popular feature.
Yeah.
Their figures on Global Player are through the roof.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, they always happen.
Oh, good.
Now, if you want to listen to the Platinum Hour, you go to Catch Up, Radio X, Friday.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Pick the Chris Moyle Show, and then you have to scroll through for 2.5 hours until you get to the Platinum Hour. Whereas I asked, can we just have a separate catch-up for the Platinum Hour?
Good idea.
Hit play, boom, and off you go. It is the Radio X Platinum Hour.
Good idea.
Everybody I've spoken to in this building about that says, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. That's fairly easy to do. That's fairly easy to do. It's a great idea. But it's not done.
No.
It's not done. I don't know why. Because as much as I'm a team player, I'm out the door at 10:05, so I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there is...
I don't know even where the global player office is in this building.
I asked about that in March.
Yeah.
To follow up on that. Hello.
Did you get a ticket?
No.
Oh.
This is not a ticket one.
It's not a ticket.
Ticket's more of an issue.
A ticket is a problem.
Yeah.
Right.
Fault with something.
Well, I have a problem with it. It's not been done.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
This would be better. Hello.
And here's the other thing. And I know I'm going on a bit this morning, but it's still very entertaining and better than most of the other shows out there. It's only me, because it's clearly not Dominic or James, but in the studio... I got a really, really strong smell of apple crumble, and it's driving me insane.
Yeah, I can't smell it at all.
Not at all.
Not a hint.
Do you want to come and swap seats?
Yeah, let's go and see if you're getting apple crumble.
Right.
Don't push any buttons, Dom.
I'll do.
Hey,
I'll swap with you.
Right, come on.
Looking very well. I will come and sit in your seat. You will sit in my seat. We will continue the link, and you will tell me if you can smell apple crumble.
Genuinely?
Yeah.
Not a whiff. There's nothing. Not a hint.
It's not.
Is it you? Have you put your apple crumble aftershave on again?
You just say whiff. Now you've got to find the fart page.
No, I'm not. I don't know how to do that. James, come on.
Just give it time.
I'm trying to smell it. I want to smell it so you're not cracking up. Nothing. You don't have to take I want to smell it. Nothing, honestly, not at all.
You're not getting any apple crumble.
No.
What does that mean? Are there any doctors listening?
Apple crumble.
What does it mean when I can smell apple crumble?
Have you changed your shower
toast
gel?
Is bad.
Yeah, toast is bad, yeah.
Yeah, no, I can't smell toast.
And you haven't changed your aftershave or your shower gel or...
No.
Or your T-shirt, fabric conditioner. Have you got a new fabric conditioner that smells of apple crumble?
Hey, how would I know that?
Right.
I don't get involved in the fabric conditioner.
Oh, okay.
Scenarios.
We had to change ours last week, so I got allergic to it.
Did you?
Yeah. I've never used it before. It was horrible.
What'd you get?
Big
He doesn't want to say in case they advertise on...
I was going to say, absolutely okay. Right.
Not your product. What was your...
You wanted to know where his rash was?
Yeah. I just got really, like, chesty. It was horrible, yeah. Anyway, can't smell a thing. Right, James, you're going.
Right, you're wrong. You're wrong. There's something wrong with you. You've got COVID, clearly. No. It's not my imagination. Because smelling apple crumble is not a thing.
No, it's not. It shouldn't be.
Unless there's apple crumble nearby.
Yeah.
I'm getting nothing.
Did you not even smell a thing, Doc?
Now.
Oh, go on. Oh.
There's something around here. There is a little bit of something here.
Right, go and smell James.
Oh. Do you know what? It is around your desk area here, James.
And what?
It's quite sweet. It's quite a sweet smell.
Now, when you say sweet, Dom, would you go so far to say?
I mean,
apple crumble.
I could be forced towards the apple crumble.
Boom!
Can you?
Yes, actually. What? Genuinely.
Now, let's cut out the middleman.
Mm.
Are you comfortable just smelling and being around nostril-wise, James?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Can I smell you?
Yeah, go around there. Now, if you're not watching this on Global Player, there's somewhere wrong with you. Oh!
It's sort of here.
Oh, he's getting it! It's not me! Yeah. I'm not mad!
You're like a guide dog.
Yes, it's James.
Yes!
What's that?
He smells of apple crumble!
Come and smell James's neck.
Right, well, for the first and last time, let me tell you...
Smell James's neck. Is that what you're smelling?
Apple crumble.
That's it, isn't it?
Well, apple crumble.
What have you got on?
James smells of eau de crumble de pomme.
Apple crumble.
Now, what is
what
that?
Are you wearing?
What are you wearing?
Atkinson's eau
de apple crumble.
De pomme.
Eau de king.
It's would you say it's apple crumble? I would say, and I'm going to go
it's
this
sweet.
Far. It's apple crumble and custard.
And custard thrown in.
No, but it is.
It's a sweet smell.
Is this a new aftershave?
Not that new. I've had it like 4 months.
Did you wear it yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, have you put more on today?
No.
Did you put some on, forget you put on, and then put more on?
Did you put more on?
What's it called? Atkinson's Apple Crumble. What's it called?
Save the King.
Save the
Your aftershave is called Save the King?
Yeah.
Jeez, the ego is out of control now.
James!
It's a gift before you say anything.
Good God! How's the business going? Jeez, it's 200 quid!
It's no, what?
It's £200!
James Robinson!
I didn't buy it.
Who bought it for you?
Has Martin Lewis bought your business?
No.
Wow.
Not yet. Not yet.
A small one's 135 quid.
Jeepers!
It's a lovely gift.
Is it
Thank
Atkinson's
you.
Oud Save the King?
Yes.
205
quid. You think it smells like...
Apple crumble and custard. Yeah. What, did you say it was a gift?
Yes.
Look me in the eye and swear on your mother's life that it was a gift and you didn't buy it.
I swear on my mother's life it was a gift. I didn't
absolutely
buy it.
Broke eye contact.
I've said... No, it's...
It was a gift.
Yes.
Now I can only smell that now.
Right?
I've really tuned into it. It's, do you know what? It's lovely.
By the way,
it is a bit.
For those of you who are watching and those of you who are listening, if you just reach out and just scratch
the screen
or your radio speaker, you'll be able to smell what we can smell. There you go. Now, what an annoying noise.
Oh, James.
There you go.
That's what it is.
It's James.
Me. It's a nice smell.
It smells of apple crumble.
But it is
sweeter than my normal smell.
It's pudding time. That's what we're getting, isn't it?
You're listening to the Today programme here on Radio 4.
Not bad. Pudding time.
Mmm. Oh, I quite like it, actually.
But it is apple crumble and custard.
You're absolutely right. Did you buy it in Thailand, someone wants to know?
No.
Right.
A UK purchase.
Well, he said it was a gift, so we'll come back to that. 6:45 is the time, and you're listening to Radio X. That's the name of this radio station, Radio X. You want to write that down so you don't forget. I don't know. Let's just say somebody comes and knocks on your door doing a radio survey and they say, what do you listen to every morning? You can say, I know what I listen to. I listen to the red hot sound of Radio X. And it's Tuesday morning, June the 10th. Let's go back to the 80s. Absolute worldwide classic hit for Culture Club.
Is it loving in your eyes all the way? If I listen to your lies, would you say?
Monica in.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I don't know why I can't actually play that. But...
Love is easy because we like my dreams.
Red, gold, and green.
Red, gold, and green.
What a great song.
Red, gold,
brilliant song.
The man who sings that song, the man who wrote that song, the man who is that song.
Yes.
Is my friend George, who's coming in to see us today.
Yay.
The boy George.
Always lovely to have him in.
Boy George is coming onto the show.
Who played harmonica on that? Was it somebody famous? Because Stevie Wonder did harmonica.
Stevie Wonder.
Are you serious? Was it Stevie Wonder?
No.
Because he did harmonica on everything, didn't he, at one point?
I have searched this before to see who played it. So Boy George is coming in. Always have a bit of a laugh with George.
Yep.
And
is he busy as usual? He's always got something on the go, isn't he?
I said this yesterday. His work ethic... is incredible.
Mm.
And he... So I'll tell you what he does. And I'll when he gets in, remind me, I'll ask him about it. So at the start of the year, they had some shows, or he had some shows, and then he had to go out to New York.
Mm.
Because last year he did Moulin Rouge on Broadway.
Yeah.
And they loved him, and they said, please come back and do another couple of months in the show. And he's like the ringleader guy.
Mm.
Because we can, he's that guy.
Right.
Right. And it's very physical, demanding role. It takes a lot of stage presence, right? So he does that. He gets back the other day, and then 2 days later, he's gone to Ibiza. Because he's DJing at Pasha.
Right.
Then he gets back, They got back late Sunday night, and he's now in with us this morning ahead of a day full of press and interviews and all of that. Now, so he's in the studio a lot because he loves to create. Karma Chameleon, I'll ask him about it because it's really interesting.
It's a brilliant song.
Yeah, but he's done that now. That's in the past. He loves that you like it. I'm speaking for him now. We don't need him on. He loves that you like it, but that's done. And he'd rather go in the studio and make new songs.
Absolutely.
He needs to create all the time. On top of that, he's also an artist. Drawing, painting, stitching, beading, and some of his art. Well, his art is brilliant. I like it because it's kind of my style. It's kind of a bit cartoony, pop arty in respect. And some of his pieces of art will have little beads on or stitches on or whatever, little threads that tie around the beads to create an image of a face. And he will sit and painstakingly just do it all.
Right.
So he's either jumping up and down on stage or sat really quiet and peacefully stitching one particular piece of art, one particular picture or whatever. It's unreal.
I'm just looking at some of his now. They're really good, aren't they?
Oh, lovely. Some amazing pieces. And he just doesn't stop. He just doesn't stop. He just loves to work.
Yeah.
And perform and write and produce and sing and DJ and it's crazy. Everything.
Yeah.
And he's back. If you're going back to Ibiza, by the way, he's doing two more shows at Pasha.
Right.
Two more DJ sets at Pasha. One of them I definitely know is Glastonbury Weekend.
Do you reckon he's ever tempted, when he does Pasha, is he ever tempted just to play Culture Club hits?
I think it's probably the opposite.
Do you think?
Yeah.
He wants to go the other way?
Mm-hmm.
If he just dropped Church of the Poison Mind in the middle of Pasha...
Do you think that would work?
It would work so well because it shouldn't work. And we'll go, oh my God, I love this. I'll suggest it to him when he comes in.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, I'll suggest it.
Rather than me,
sure.
Can you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you just do Victims halfway through your set at Pasha?
No, War is Stupid, that one. Why don't you stick that in the middle of the set?
I bought that on vinyl.
I did too.
I told you, one of my proudest moments ever with George was they were playing in Switzerland or somewhere. And it was over a weekend, and Tiff said to me, "Why do you want to come?" And I went, "Where?" She goes, "To Switzerland for the gig, because I'm not really seeing you, because work's been crazy." And I'm like, "Do you know what? Yeah, I'll go." So we went. And we're sat on the plane, and we're chatting away. And George goes, "Right, what do we want to sing tomorrow night? What do we want to do? Let's shake up the set list a little bit. Anybody want to do an old song or a song we're not done for a while? Stick something back on the set list." And it went quiet while everybody had a little think. And it's the Culture Club band. So it's, you know, Roy and Mikey, right? No one said anything. And it was about 4 or 5 seconds. So I thought, well, this is my opportunity.
Yeah.
And I said, "The War Song." Now, are you aware of the War Song, James?
No.
The War Song, I bought the War Song on 7-inch vinyl. And
I think you'll know it, James.
Has a kind of reggae feel to it.
Yeah, a lot of their stuff did actually, didn't it?
Yeah. He loves a bit of reggae. So if I find the War Song. God, that intro just takes me back to putting it on the record player at home when I was a kid. It was an anti-war song, basically, right? I think it's got Helen Terry on this. Because they do that, they do an amazing breakdown. Anyway, so I'm on the plane. So I go, "The War Song?" And George lifts his head, looks at me, doesn't say a word for a few seconds, and then looks at the guys in the band and he goes, "War Song? Yep. Okay. What else do we want to do?" Oh! he's doing the war song. Because I said do the war song. So that's it. I got carried away then. I went, bow down, mister.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Remember, bow down, mister. And that's a George song, not a Coach Club song. Do you remember the breakdown in this?
Don't think so.
Ready? People are stupid. Devo's having a heart attack. Ooh. Captain, does this sound dated to you?
No, sounds great.
Oh, okay. Anyway, guys.
What a voice she's got. Is that Helen Terry, is it?
I think so.
She was on Church of the Poison Mire, wasn't she?
I think it's Helen Terry.
Right.
I would need to check.
Boy George, by the way, won the 8:30 at Windsor last night.
What?
There's a horse called Boy George who won the 8:30 race at Windsor.
I bet on Boy George before and he won.
Oh, there you are. Well,
at Windsor?
Yeah, Windsor last night.
Oh, that's where I bet on him.
Really?
Royal Windsor before I DJ'd.
He was racing again last night.
I put some money on Boy George.
And
I was screaming for I was there,
yeah.
You know, because I wanted him to win. Come on, Boy George!
That's it,
come on. Come on, Boy George!
That's it.
And this, I was cheering on this fella who was riding Boy George.
Yeah.
With a whip.
That's right.
Short guy.
Mm.
Come on, Boy George! Well...
They're always short guys.
And,
or girls.
And guess who finished first?
Boy George.
Ahead of all the other men.
Yeah.
Boy George.
First to finish.
Yeah. And then I got money.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
What a good night you had.
I did. I really had a good night.
Mm.
Not as good as the jockey, the guy who was riding Boy George.
Oh, absolutely.
Should have seen the speed. God, he was bouncing up and down like a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Right, anyway, George will be on. It'll be about 9:30 this morning, right?
Yeah.
So. The 25,000-pound box. Radio X.
This half hour has been thoroughly enjoyable for me. I've no idea what it's like for everyone else, but I've had a great time.
Apple right. Crumble to Boy George.
That's right.
Yeah, everything.
Which, by the way, is my autobiography.
It's very good.
Here is a qualifying question if you would like to be on the £25,000 box game today. If you're new to the show, we have £25,000 locked in a box. You win the money if you unlock the box. And you unlock the box by guessing correctly the Radio X artist, a singer or a band that we play on Radio X. And that's all your clues. But it's worth £25,000. Now, if you get on the radio today to play the game, we'll automatically give you £1,000 just for playing. All right? £1,000, even if you get it wrong. You need to text the word box, followed by your answer, and the number is 83936. Text only, and you've got to start your text with the word box, and then the answer to this question. Deal or No Deal is a TV game show which has what colour boxes? What colour are the boxes on Deal or No Deal? So text the word box, then put your answer, 83936. Good luck. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. You must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock today. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. The full terms, conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. So, would you like £1,000 just for having a guess?
I'm trying to smell it. I want to smell it.
We're on the air, Dom. Right, not right now, okay?
I'm sorry.
Thank you. So, Deal or No Deal is a TV game show which has what colour boxes? Text the word box, then the answer. That's box, then the answer. 83936. £2 plus your standard network rate for that. But if you get picked to play today, you get £1,000 automatically. And then you play for £25,000.
The 25,000 pound box. Radio X.
Boy George on the show about 9:30 this morning. Dominic Byrne has got the news at 7 o'clock. Next.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
Need a summer wardrobe refresh? Then Very's got you covered with amazing savings from the online store for fashion, home and more. Save at least 20% off most fashion and sportswear like Adidas, River Island and more.
OMG!
Plus you can buy now and pay up to 12 months later and nothing to pay at checkout. Very. Let's make it sparkle. Search Very Pay. Event ends 11th of June, delivery £3.99. Very Pay credit provided subject to status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited, 18 plus, representative 44.9% APR variable.
Pets Club prices have landed at Pets at Home. And for a limited time only, everyone can enjoy our huge range of savings across all your pets' favourites. That's food, toys, bedding and TREATS. All at lower irresistible prices. Find the tag and fetch the savings in-store, online or via the app today. Pets at Home. We're all for pets. Pets Club prices available to all customers until the 8th of October 2025, after which you must be a Pets Club member to redeem. Selected products and services, T's and C's apply.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But Squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, Squeaky.
Poor Squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most. Get cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham.
Pay less, do more.
With London North Western Railway.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
Okay, everyone, so look at the numbers from Q1 and you'll see that there's a sharp...
Alex? Oh, I think you're frozen.
And that's why it's crucial that we make...
Eh, that sounded important.
Because if we don't act now...
We've lost him.
Bring an end to work call interruptions with EE Wi-Fi Enhancer. More work from homers are choosing EE Broadband. The UK's fastest-growing broadband provider.
And he's back.
So I hope that was all clear.
To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
It's 1976, and one band is about to break down, break up, or break through. Stereophonic, the record-breaking play, is now on stage in London. Featuring original music by former Arcade Fire member Will Butler. Variety hails it as theatrical solid gold. Stereophonic at the Duke of York's Theatre. But now at stereophonicplay.co.uk.
Radio X. News update next.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas Tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Just after 7 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, the Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, is going to commit £14.2 billion to build the new Sizewell C nuclear plant in Suffolk. She'll confirm the funding later. That's ahead of a long-awaited spending review tomorrow. The site, which was chosen in 2010, will not be in operation, though, until at least 2033. In other news, another 2,000 National Guard troops